Right, so I'm continuing my nostalgic ride through Cornish football, and well, today I'm with someone from, well, born and bred, really, Newquay. Tooman.
That is correct.
A lot of people, or most people involved in local football, would know you as Toffee.
Correct.
I've got to ask you why.
It's something I've been asked many, many times. I can't give a reason. All I can say is that basically when I started school, somebody came up with the nickname or started to call me Toff or Toffee. Not that there's anything toffee-nosed about me. I was brought up on a council estate, which I'm not ashamed of. And literally that nickname Toff or Toffee has stuck ever since.
I thought it was because you just loved sweets or something like that.
No, nothing like that. No. I mean, you're not the first person. You probably won't be the last person. Lots of people have asked me the same question, why Toff? But as I've said, you know, I've got nothing to be toffee-nosed about or not ashamed of being brought up on a council estate. So
Right, well... most people would sort of put you with Newquay Football Club, but who else have you played for?
Do you want to...
in chronological order, if you can, please, sir.
in a potted history, I first started... I'm always interested in football. Back in the days at school, I was a Tottenham Hotspur fan.
Oh, We've got something in there.
And I always remember my dad taking me. We went from St Austell, the overnight train, to London. And we saw Tottenham and Liverpool, which back then the likes of Jimmy Greaves, Mike England, Alan Gilzine, Ian St John playing for Liverpool. Ron Yates, and Tottenham fortunately on that day 1-2-1. So then I started, well, actually living near to here at Treviglas School, a lot of us around the council estate were interested in football, and I can always remember back in the day, there was a game where Newquay played Newquay Past versus Newquay Present. And the likes of the Pollard twins, Ben Slater, Mike Stern, used to turn up, and us boys used to have a kick about with them. And it was from that Mike Stern... saw me play, and I think when I was 14, signed me for Crantock, playing in the Mining League, which was a baptism when you played the likes of Carharrock. I think one game we lost 10-0 to Carharrock, I think. I just had the one season at Crantock. I think Brian Biggin had seen me play. I then went to play for Newquay second team. Towards the end of that season, I had a run in the first team. From my recollection, I think my first game was at Newton Abbott when they played in the centre of Newton Abbott. I remember driving up with Mike Beckerleg, who was in goal in his minivan. I think we won 6-2. Then next game was against Tavistock, which we won 4-0. That was the good parts. Sadly, after that, it went downhill. I was picked again for Newquay. And we played the all-conquering Falmouth in the Senior Cup semi-final at Truro. If I thought I was a reasonable player then, that was soon dispelled. I had the misfortune to mark Colin Chegwin. And I never saw which way he went. I think Newquay lost 5-1, 6-1. And the headline in the papers the next day, I can always remember, was Chegwin wrecks Newquay.
Ooh.
But
and you were marking, well, supposed to be marking.
I don't think I got within. I don't know, but it was a tough baptism fire. I didn't play anymore for the first team. Then I was in contention back at the time. Tony Thomas, or Tiger Thomas, as they used to call him.
Is that Chris's brother?
That's right.
Yeah.
He had played most of the games.
He was an animal as well.
He was.
And let's be fair.
You know, when you look back, probably he was the one player to have played against Colin Chegwin. I was a naive, probably 15, 16 year old boy against somebody like Colin Chegwin. Yeah. I've had some roastings in my time, but I think that was probably, I never saw, all I saw was the number on his shirt, at the back of his shirt. That's all I saw.
And you, I bet you wish you'd been able to go off the pitch after about 20 minutes, didn't you? Just get me out of here.
Yeah, yeah, you know, from the start. But like I say, back then, I mean, Falmouth were the all-conquering, a really great, great side. And probably in those days, if I had aspirations to be a decent player, one I always looked up to was Keith Manley. I thought he was a
class
not,
act.
Yes, he was, but not just to signal him. I mean, they had so many players. Yeah, probably Dave Knapman, Mervyn Rich, the Falmouth manager, he played sometimes, I think, Paul Shrewbuck, Norman Ash, probably Kenny Grogan. There were so many good players that they were Cornwall's, I think, the best side that, in my opinion, I think Cornwall have ever produced. And then again, relating to Falmouth the following season, I think, I remember playing against Newquay one Tuesday or Wednesday night. Again, when they had the likes of Freddie York and back then, probably all household names, I think we lost 9-1. So really a tough baptism of fire when I started to play football. And then as the seasons went on, as I've said, I played right back. And I don't think it was until Tony Rouncival came to Newquay, ex-Plymouth man who lived at Weybridge. He thought perhaps I'd be, because I never had any pace, I might be better suited to centre-half or sweeper. And that's where I stayed for the majority of my playing career.
Right.
So, yeah, I had a few seasons then with Newquay. Back in the day,
So we're talking, what, the 70s here? Or what?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason, I'm probably going on a few years now. The likes of myself, sadly, two of the best players Newquay have had, Ray Nichols and Phil Ryder, have sadly passed on. Graham Nichols, Dave Rose, Phil Ryder. We went to Penzance. I didn't stay too long at Penzance. I don't know why. And it was, at the time, Paul Collette was playing in goal for Liscard. And I happened to see Paul out and about, and we talked football. And he said, are you happy at Penzance? And I said, well... and so he must have gone back to Brian Hodge. And as they do, I don't know if they still do, 7 days was put in, and... I went to play for Liscard for 2.5 seasons, I think, before they went Western League. Thoroughly enjoyable time. Again, playing with the likes of Farmer Coe or Tony Coe, Brian Rhymes, Dave Knapman, Peter Waterfield, all characters. Mm-hmm. and then it was back to Newquay. And then Truro for a couple of seasons towards the end of my playing career.
And that playing career, how many years we talk about roughly?
Oh, probably I finished at Truro and then came back to Newquay to play for Newquay's second team. I think Keith Barker was the manager, or Chrissy Thomas was the manager at the time. I had a couple of seasons. So I would probably be about 40-ish, I would have thought.
Right.
And then I finished with, I thought, I've had a good career. And my last two games were for Godolphin.
Oh, right.
One was away to Probus and one was away to St Stephen's. And then that was it then. I finished, but...
And never fancied managerial role?
No.
Why not?
I don't really know. I mean, people will probably slate me for what I'm going to say now. I don't always think that players make the best managers. And when I say that, the only thing I can relate to is Trevor Mouton. I think I saw him play a couple of games for St Cullen Minor. He wasn't the best of footballers, but managers, he was second to none. So I don't always think that, you know, you can have played at the top level in football, but I don't always think that players make the best managers.
Fair enough. You mentioned, obviously, Crantock was where you played
That's
your
right.
first game as such, but Newquay, I think, is where your heart is, or has been mostly, isn't it?
And oh, definitely.
And it should be, as you're a Newquay boy. And many special occasions and memories along those, throughout those years. And you picked up a bit of silverware as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was very fortunate. And I was probably... If you go back through the times, Newquay have had some excellent players and been very fortunate to play with a lot of them. I had the good fortune to play in three senior cup finals, but sadly never won.
You're not another of those players that's played in a, you know, more than one sort of thing and not won it, surely?
Yes, I think so. I think I played for Newquay at St Blasey against Saltash, which I think that was the replay. I think originally, back then it was... the Junior Cup final first and then the Senior Cup final. But on this one particular occasion, I think we'd had a deluge of rain. So they cancelled the Junior Cup final. And yes, I think it was Newquay and Saltash at Truro, which was 0-0, and a replay at St Blasey, which sadly... Saltash won 1-0, I think.
Tight game by the sounds of it.
Well, it was, yeah. Yeah, I think to the best of my knowledge, yeah, I played in the Senior Cup and what an occasion it was. Yes, very, very good. But as you've said, yes, Charity Cup, South Western League Cup, yes.
Just that Senior Cup, when they used to have the two games on the same day, I can understand why they don't anymore, but describe what it was like. What was the changing room situation like? Because obviously you'd had the Junior Cup and then you had to go, you playing in the Senior Cup, you had to use the same changing room, presumably.
Yeah.
It must have been a bit of a mess, wasn't it?
Well, like I say, the most vivid one is the game at Truro, where it was the Junior Cup game was cancelled due to the weather. So that situation didn't arise, but I don't know. Perhaps they'd stopped playing the Junior Cup finals. I think I also remember playing at St Austell against Falmouth, which. But I can see you looking up the facts there, Dave, and probably what I'm telling you is completely wrong. But
well, 19. I'm just looking at the dates here. And, so what are we talking about? Roughly...
80s, would it be?
Yeah, so...
I can see a Newquay on your list
there. We've got a Newquay 1988, 1-0, Saltash 1.
That's correct, yeah.
So is that about right, 1988?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I got three little stars against it for some reason after a 1-1 draw. No.
Right. To the best of my knowledge, I thought it was 0-0, but...
It's your fault, the goal. That's why you blanked it out of your mind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't remember that. No. Old age.
Yeah. So in the days of replays, what would that have been? A Thursday evening, would it have been?
I think, to the best of my knowledge, now I stand corrected, whether that was a charity cup. I seem to remember losing to Liscard at St Austell. That might have been in a charity cup game, or vice versa. I might have been playing for Liscard and Newquay beat us at St Austell. But charity cup was predominantly the trophy that I won most. I remember losing to Newquay at Bugle, I think, when I was playing with Liscard. We had the likes of John Lazzari and...
Newquay and the charity cup certainly had a connection. So lots of cup finals, but three finals, Cornwall Senior Cup finals, as far as you can remember.
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
And, well, you came pretty close to beating Salt Ash by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, what about the other two?
Whether I'm getting it confused with other cup finals, I don't know.
This is a problem when you get in so many finals, isn't it? You can't remember which is which.
I was very fortunate to have played in them.
There's some that haven't played in any finals.
No, I know. but I seem to think that I played at St Austell against Falmouth. I think Neil Phillips was playing for Falmouth then. Because to the best of my knowledge, I remember we left Newquay and we all went on a coach to St Austell.
By the time we got on, it was time to get off again.
Well, that's right, yeah. So,
but that was the thing, though, wasn't it? The senior, you know, whatever cup final, whether it's a senior cup final or a charity cup final, it was a special day, though. Wasn't
it? Definitely, yes, yeah. And so, yes, and something new. You look forward to, you know, the nerves start to kick in as the week goes on, and then you turn up for the game, and you know, very reasonable crowds, and you say to yourself, "Well, I hope I have a good game, and I don't let myself down, and I hope I don't let down the Newquay, the people of Newquay or Liscard, whoever I had the to represent." So, yeah. But like you say, I mean, I've been very fortunate. Some people play all their football career and don't have be fortunate enough to play in a senior cup final.
Cup finals are special because it's all on the day. But you must take how many league championships might you have won at Newquay?
It could well have been two or three, and perhaps two at Liscard.
Right, so yeah. I mean, I'm a Liscard boy, and I can remember you playing for Liscard. But and actually, was that the time when, I don't know why you're going to tell me though, you were wearing rugby boots?
It's funny how you say that. I mean, some people do refer.
They look like rugby boots.
They were rugby boots, and I must say, the most comfortable pair of boots I ever wore. Being a defender or wherever you played.
You didn't get them from Stud Sports, though, did you?
I did, yes.
So, but surely Trevor would have said to you, why are you buying these boots?
I don't really know why. Yes, exactly. I don't really know why I...
Perhaps he thought you were better suited to playing rugby.
Well, that could be a reason. And I can always remember we went to play at... Torquay had a team in the Southwestern League, and for some reason I was captain on that day, and I went to the centre circle, and I think the chap might have been Russell Musker. I think he played for Taunton, or anyway, he was playing for, he was captain of Torquay, I suppose second team. And I went up to the middle to shake his hand for the toss. And he looked down at my feet and he said to the ref, "This bloke's got rugby boots. You aren't allowed to wear rugby boots, are you?" And yeah, sometimes people, especially around Newquay, of a younger generation, they say, "Oh yeah, I always used to remember peering over the wall at Mount Wise, and there you were with rugby boots on." But yeah, it's always sometimes on Facebook through Steve Pearce's recollections of football memorabilia. I think some people have put on there, "Oh yeah, wasn't he the chap that used to wear rugby boots?" So if I've not been remembered for anything else, I can be remembered for wearing rugby boots, yeah.
But was it because they were just comfortable?
Yeah, I think so. You've played the game, Dave, and no matter what position you play, you always seem to get nicks around your ankles. But with rugby boots, and I'll say it again, I never had any of that, and they were the best pair of boots I've ever had.
Right, okay.
Yeah, thoroughly recommend them to any youngsters now. They probably say, "Rugby boots, you can't play in rugby."
But you look at the boots.
Not that I had very much skill anyway. All I had to do was hoof it, so...
But you look at the boots today that you see being worn, they're like slippers, aren't they? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Right. Let's talk about you and Newquay then. So you would have been in the days of some very skillful players. Not that I'm rating you not as a skillful player, of course, Mike, but...
I've been very, very fortunate over the years. I mean, when I first started... And I apologise if I leave anybody out, because there were so many great players that played for Newquay, in my opinion. I started off with Ernie Hooper, Stuart Lenton, Eric Walkie, Mervyn Allen. And then coming up through the years, you know, I'm very fortunate. Dave Street, the barber, not to be confused with Dave Street. The three brothers, they were excellent players. Phil Ryder, Graham Nichols, Dave Ball, Mike Leach. I could go on. Chrissy Slateford, Ted Semley. There were so many good players over the years that Newquay, I think, have been very, very fortunate to have and to represent Newquay, yes.
And during the 80s, it always seemed to me a very settled squad. There weren't that many players involved. It seemed to be
regular players. Right. Yeah, it was, yeah. There must have been something about Newquay. I mean, everybody likes to play for a successful side. And probably when you've played for a successful side, the next season, you know, you'd probably like to think that we can probably continue that again for the next season. Yeah, I think, well, everybody was, I think, happy at Newquay. We were always made to feel welcome, and very, very good. Happy times at Newquay.
And managers, who would have been managers during those
I think
times?
When I first started, as I said previously, I think Brian Biggin, Tony Rouncival.
So Brian Biggin, now, most people would remember him as the secretary for Newquay Football Club. So... Was that when was there a manager, such one man in charge, or was it a sort of a committee?
I would have said so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, to the best of my knowledge, Brian was manager or something to do with it. Yeah, and then going on, like you've just said, you know, it became more involved, a manager and an assistant. Yeah, Trevor Mutton, Tony Rouncival, Trevor Mutton. I'm sorry if I've missed anybody out. I think after Trevor Mutton, I think Terry Huddy took over.
Did Maurice Truscott get involved
as
a manager?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I think at that time they did win the league with the likes of Ted Semley and Dave Ball. I was at Liscard, and I think we finished runners up to New. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
but that was.
I bet you took some stick then, didn't you?
Well, yes. You always looked at the fixtures, and playing for Liscard, you know, when are we at Newquay? And I expected to take some stick. I was a Newquay boy, and but I decided to go and play for Liscard, and I had some happy times at Liscard, and again, played with some great players at Liscard. Mm. probably would have stayed there, but I think at the time I was working for Royal Mail, and Liscard applied to go to the Western League, so travel wise and getting time off work, I wouldn't have been able to do, so I came back to Newquay.
And just thinking, when you first started playing, and the likes of Brian Biggins in sort of charge of the team, how were you advised whether you were playing or not? Because these days there's mobile phones and that sort of thing. Back then, how did you get notification?
That's right. Now you've said that. Back in those days, I think initially they used to send out postcards.
Yeah.
You have been selected to play for the second team or the first team on such and such a date. And also, I can always remember my mum and dad and myself lived at Crantock, and the then secretary, Fred Curnow, he used to ring up, I think, on a Thursday night. He liked a beer or two, and he used to ring up from the Double Styles pub, I think. And my mum or my dad used to take the call, and they used to say, "Oh, Fred Curnow's phoned up, you've been selected to play on Saturday." So, and I've also known, I think back in the day, Newquay's changed a bit. There was a shop in Central Square where they used to put the team up for the coming Saturday. So you could go down there and look in the shop window and you would know whether you were playing or not.
How times have changed.
Wow,
eh?
Certainly.
Right. So again, talking about you and Newquay. So you mentioned Brian Biggins, you mentioned Tony Rouncival, managers. I've got to ask you, who was the best manager you played under at Newquay?
At Newquay, it has to be Trevor Mutton. It has to be.
Why is that then?
I don't really know. I mean, he as I said previously, he couldn't play football, but he was a good motivator. He always wanted the best for you. He just made you feel that you wanted to play for him.
It's funny that, isn't it? Because you're not the first one to say, "I don't really know," to me about Trevor.
No, there was something about him. He had a business in the town, so you could periodically, if you were in town, go in and see him, and he'd always have time for you. If you had any problems, then, he was such a lovely man, and a privilege to play for him,
And you're not surprised that wherever he went, you know, he ended up winning stuff?
He probably took all that, all that with him, And I'm not surprised at the amount of success he had. He would get the best. He would get the best out of you.
What was training like back then?
To me, that was a sore subject. Something I'd rather not talk about. I used to hate training.
I can't imagine you going on a long run.
No, that was the one thing I used to dislike was pre-season. I mean, for Newquay, I think pre-season we used to train Tuesdays and Thursdays, which always meant a run from the Mount Wise ground down to Fistral Beach, across Fistral Beach, up and down the sand dunes. And I can remember sometimes getting to the top of the sand dune while the others were going around. I'd miss out a couple of runs and then I'd join in on the back. I couldn't motivate myself to do training. It got to the stage where sometimes it was Tuesday and Thursday and they would say, "Well, pack rubber-soled or rubber-studded boots or football boots or trainers." If you didn't have the right boots, if you had football boots or rugby boots, you couldn't go on the run, so you stayed at the ground.
Right.
And I seemed to suss that out, and I never had the right footwear, so I didn't go on many runs, I'm ashamed to say. But no, training was, I found it very, very hard. Some people, you knew some people would always be up the front. It's probably like school exams. Somebody's got to be first and somebody's got to be last. Sadly, in both occasions, I was always near the back or at the bottom. So, yeah.
Right. And I guess if you stayed at the ground, that was the enjoyable bit.
You didn't
just
do a
kicking
lot.
A ball around.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's right. Which suited me.
Right. When Trevor was here at Newquay, did he have an assistant or... How did it work?
It could well have been Terry Oddy. I do remember Terry Oddy being there, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've talked about managers, and another one I would give a lot of respect to was my time at Liscard and Brian Hodge. I thought he was a wonderful manager as well. And
so what sort of... Why is that?
Well, I think... he was very, again, very passionate about the game. And I can remember people saying, because he lived where he lived, which was near Saltash, I've heard people say that on a Sunday morning he would go and watch football in Plymouth and look around for potential targets for Liscard. You know, he was 100% or, yeah, another... I'd put him in the same category as Trevor Mouton. Yeah, a great manager. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And, well, let's talk about your time at Liscard. You mentioned the likes of Peter Waterfield. He wouldn't have been the sort of striker or forward that you would have wanted to play against,
definitely
would he?
Definitely not. No. And now you've mentioned that. I mean, I've come across some very, very good players, and it's probably not a question you would probably have asked. Some people you enjoyed playing against because you felt, oh, I've got the better of him. Peter Waterfield, yeah, he was about 6'13". And but the one player, if you were to ask me who caused you the most problems, I would probably say Tony Gilbert.
Right.
From St Blazer.
Yeah.
I never seemed to have a good game against him.
Well, Tony, I mean, he was quite a tall, you know, big chap,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Was.
But totally different
very
from the likes of Peter Waterfield.
Exactly. But he was very skillful, and he always had this knack, if I ever got near enough to him, he always had this uncanny knack of dropping his shoulder if you came into for a tackle or a slide tackle, and he put you off your balance, and he was away. And he was the... I think there's been lots, Dickie Endicott, Mike Yellen, but if he were to pin me down, I would definitely say Tony Gilbert. Yeah,
interesting. And what was your disciplinary record like? I mean, in those days, the yellow card was... I don't think they probably brought that in during the 80s, did they? My memory's a bit foggy about cards, but...
Yeah,
but
I probably had a few yellows.
These days, you might get a few more than just a few.
I probably would.
Yeah,
I think I probably was. I was slow and cumbersome, and if you had stopped playing football above head height... I don't think I would have got a game. But yes, I'm sure over my period of time, I did have yellow cards. And I got sent off once against Newton Abbott. There was a goalmouth melee. Phil Ryder was involved. He was on the ground. Probably had the ball at his feet lying down, and they were kicking lumps out of him. So I went to push... one of them away, the linesman flagged. I can't remember the referee now. He did league football. I think he refereed at Plymouth or line was on the line at Plymouth. Dave, no, can't think of his name. Anyway, flagged the referee over, and he sent me off. Apparently, I threw a punch.
Apparently.
So it went to Newquay. I went with Brian Biggin. We appealed against it. I think we had to go to County Hall, I think, for a for a disciplinary or a hearing. Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but Freddie, I think Freddie Malone was on the committee, I think. And I walked in, and I think to appeal against a sending off, you paid a fiver, or the club paid a fiver. And I walked into the room, and when I walked in, Freddie Malone had the £5 in his hand, and he slid it across the table. So I probably thought at that stage, and it was rescinded. Again, I could be wrong. I think the county were due to play. So whether they thought, well, if we suspend him, then he won't be able to play for the county.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. But yeah, so the only time I was sent off, it was rescinded. So,
And yes, you played for the county. You know, how big an honour was that?
Oh, it's got to be the honour, isn't it? To represent your county, yes. Yeah.
How many times would you have played?
I don't know, Dave. I back then you used to play friendlies against Plymouth Argyle, or I really don't know. I would love to know how many times I played for the county.
You're not the only one, actually, that said that to me, that they haven't got any idea.
Maybe 50, 60, I don't know.
Oh, right, so we're talking quite a few, then.
Yes, I think so. I, to the best of my knowledge, I think...
Did you get anything?
Well, you know. I was just... excuse me interrupting. I think the most capped player, again, I could be wrong, was Dave Street from Truro. I think he was the most capped player that played for Cornwall. And my biggest regret was when you played these counties, you went back for a lunch or a meal after the game. And Cornwall, you played one game and you got a badge. You played, then played 10 games and you got a county tie. But other counties, they gave out county caps. And that's one of my big, that would probably have been one of my most treasured possessions, was to have got a county cap. But other counties like Somerset, Wiltshire, I don't know how many appearances they had to make, but they gave out county caps. And I think that would have been a lovely souvenir for all the years that you played for the county to have kept. But I've probably, through this interview, I've probably said it more than once, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I think they presented Dave Street with a county cap, because he'd played so many times for the county.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it, that there isn't
a
record bank somewhere, because I know there's a couple of players have said to me, I'm sure I've played a lot of games, but I don't know how many.
No, I'm the same, Dave. Yeah. No, I would love to know, but I don't really know how you would find out.
Well, I don't think the county know, to be honest. So if anyone from the Cornwall FA is listening to this and you do know, you know, get in touch with me.
I would love to know.
There's a lot of players would love to know. And who would have been sort of manager of the county side back then and when you were involved? Can you remember that?
When I first started, and I think it could well have been a lot of years, and I'm going back a lot of years from when I played, Dick Roberts was the manager. Yeah. And I think himself played for the county. I think he, in his day, he was a centre-half for St Austell, I think.
Right.
But he was a gentleman. Yes.
Right, so we've decided that Trevor Mutton's probably your best manager that you played under. What about players? I know there's a lot of players that would have played alongside, and you're probably going to say, I don't want to pick out one more than the other, but there's got to be, you know, at least a handful of players that you think I was so, I don't know whether lucky
I have been
is the right
very
word,
fortunate,
but,
and I've mentioned quite a few from Newquay, and again,
well,
let
me ask you about some of them that I think. I'm looking more at the Newquay time, perhaps. But,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about Dave Street. You've already mentioned his name.
Yeah.
Dave Street, am I right in saying how he didn't become a professional player
Totally, you know, agree.
No one knows?
Totally agree. Totally agree.
So what was so special about him?
He was a gifted player. When I first started, as I said previously, when I started at Newquay with Stuart Lenton and Ernie Hooper, I should have mentioned Dave Street at the time, Chrissy Thomas. He was a fantastic player, midfield player, who latterly and towards the end of his career, perhaps I shouldn't say he was looking for the easy way out, but ooh, he played behind me. He played sweeper behind me. He was a good player, good on the ball.
But his main position would have been midfield.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. He was, and Newquay were blessed with midfield players. And diversifying from Newquay. If you were to ask me, which you already have, one player that I thought should have played professional football, to me, was Steve Mallett at mm-hmm. Liscard. I thought he had all the attributes of... He was good. He was good going forward, good defender, good in the air. I thought he was an exceptional player.
And he had a, I don't know, not a funny style, but he was very upright, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah, that's right. No, excellent player.
Left-footed.
But going on, like you say, the Newquay players, yeah.
What about Phil Ryder?
Yeah, Phil.
You know, obviously, would he have, you mentioned Peter Waterfield, would Phil Ryder have been a striker that you wouldn't have wanted to play against?
Yeah. Phil would probably, he could be so frustrating. He could miss one from 2 or 3 yards out, and then he'd hit a screamer from 20 yards. But he was full of confidence, a good player. You always knew that Phil was around, you know. And, like I say, he could be frustrating. He'd miss some sitters. And latterly, I remember playing against him. He played for St Agnes, I think, with Martin Kimmins, second team game at Newquay. I probably had the misfortune to mark him. I don't think he did anything, but he scored 2 goals. And I look back and think, well, you didn't do anything, Phil, but you scored 2 goals. And that's probably a sign of a good striker.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what he's there for.
That's
for doing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Goalkeepers.
Oh yeah. Well,
who would you have played in front of?
I think Dave Cornet. Not Dave. He had sons that played for Perranwell.
Oh, Fisher.
Yes,
Dave Fisher.
Dave Fisher.
Yeah.
Mike Beckerleg. There was Paul Collette, Kevin Smallcombe, Dave Philp, Kevin Miller. Been blessed with good Paul Collette. Yeah, I've been blessed with good goalkeepers. Yeah, yeah. And the one thing about, to me, again, if anybody's listening, I apologise. The one thing that I can relate to is, with regard to Kevin Miller, who was a very, very, very good goalkeeper. And I can always remember Crudrington from Plymouth Argyle came down to watch him. I can see him in the stands now watching Kevin. He came down and watched, I think, 2 or 3 times. And I think he was called Jerry Francis, who came down to manage, who
Exeter.
Played for him. That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe he came down to watch him once, saw enough in Kevin and signed him. So that's, I know people's perception of players are different. You know, we don't always think, oh, well, he's a good player. And you might say, Dave, oh, I don't know. I think there's better players around. But, they watched him for one game and they signed him. So,
So because Kevin obviously went from Newquay into the pro game.
Yeah.
Dave Philp, was that the other way that he came to Newquay? After on
no,
goal,
no,
he, no was, he was the same, was he?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Those two keepers, not quite the same sort of characters, I imagine. Philpy, perhaps a bit, of a character.
Jack the Lad, he was. Yeah, he was a character. Yeah.
which one did you prefer playing in front of?
Oh, Dave, don't ask me. They were both very, very good goalkeepers. Yeah, very good. Dave Philp was brave. He would go in where the boots were flying. Very agile. I think the one thing that probably let him down was his kicking. He sometimes would have a job reaching the halfway line. I can remember going, I think the one time he played in Plymouth Argyle's first team, I think was a replay against, in the FA Cup against Hull City. He played in that game, and his kicking was the one thing I remember. He had a from hand or from a stationary ball, he had a job to reach the halfway line. But he was very agile, very, very brave. Yeah, and commanding in his box. Yeah, if he had to go through you to get the ball, he would go through you. Yeah.
And Chris Morris.
Yeah.
No, he obviously, you know, ended up playing for Republic of Ireland and World Cups and Celtic and, you know, what can you remember about
him?
I
can always remember the time. We played one midweek game at Plymouth Command. Chrissy, at the time, couldn't get in Newquay first team. And I do remember playing at Plymouth Command. And for some reason, I can't remember who the right back was at the time. So Trevor played him at right back. And Chrissy was outstanding. Hmm. He had an outstanding game. And I think from then on, it developed where he played, I think, for English schools or England. And I think, to the best of my knowledge, he played for England against Scotland. I think it was at Kilmarnock. And Jackie Charlton was there, who was then the manager of Sheffield Wednesday, and spotted him and signed him on. But I think Chrissy, in his day, when he was a youngster, I think he'd gone to Plymouth Argyle for trials. And to the best of my knowledge, they said he was too slight, or, you know, his physique wasn't quite there. Mm. But yeah, that particular day, Trevor gave him a chance, and he probably never looked back. He was outstanding that night. Yeah,
it's amazing, isn't it? How players,
that's right.
Just perhaps one or two.
They need that one break.
Yeah, that's right.
Or being or playing, wherever at the right time, and you're spotted, and it kicks on from there.
Mm.
But he's a lovely bloke. Lovely bloke. Yeah, always has time for you.
He's still, well,
I think so.
In the area as such, isn't he? Yeah. So, yeah. Brian Philp, would you have played alongside him?
I did.
Yeah.
You haven't
mentioned him?
No. Again, yeah, I played with Brian, 100%er. I think with the way football is today, I don't think Brian would have played many matches.
Oh, why is that?
He again played sweeper behind me, 100%er, good left foot. But if Philpy was left one-on-one, there was only one way it was going to go. I can remember, I think it was a Charity Cup game at St Austell, Dickie Endicott. Dickie Endicott was clean through on goal. Philpy just took him out. had no intention of playing the
ball. You're saying that with a smile on your face as well.
So that was Philpy.
You obviously agreed to
well,
what
he had to come down, didn't he? Today, no disrespect to Brian. He's a lovely bloke. But the way he took no prisoners. I think he would have missed more games than he would have played in today's game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about today's game? It's changed so much, hasn't it? Football, in our time, it's changed so much.
Yeah, I think so. I thought perhaps you were going to ask me this question, and I'm probably wrong in saying it, but I don't think there's the characters around now. And I've always been a great believer in whatever era of football you played in, be it the Mike Stern era or... you always tend to think that was the best era. Some people have said over the years, oh, the standard of the Southwestern League has gone down. I don't know. But
I don't think you can compare them.
No,
honest,
I don't
because
think you can.
So many things have changed.
Yeah, of course.
The pitches are better.
Yeah.
The ball is different.
Yeah, and I take my hat off to places like, not being detrimental, to places like Mousel. I mean, I can remember playing down there when they were in the Combination League, and see how they've come on. And again, I've got two loves in my life, and if my wife was here, she'd probably, she's obviously my first, or is Torquay United my first?
Torquay United?
Yeah. Yeah, I went for trials there many years ago.
All right.
Like you say, fortunes have changed. I mean, I remember playing for Arturo in the Southwestern League, and Torquay at the time were either in Division 1 or Division 2. But how it's gone full circle. Now they're both in the same side.
That's true.
So is the standards of Football League gone down, or has local football gone up? I don't know. I don't know. But it's surprising to think, well, I played for Truro in the Southwestern League, and now they're playing against Torquay United, in who sadly are supported them through thick and thin, but sadly it's been more thin than thick. But
right. Yeah, the game has changed. What about where you've played, surfaces or grounds you've played at? What's your favourite grounds that you would have played at?
Oh, I think Falmouth.
Yeah.
St Blasey. I mean, you always, when you walked into Falmouth, going back to the days when I took some tankings at Falmouth, but you arrived at Falmouth and you walked along the top by the bank, and you looked down over the pitch, and it was always immaculate, and you wanted to play football. You were never allowed to play football against Falmouth because they were so good, but it made you feel good. And I think, yes, a Blasey, as I think, is a very good bit. Bodmin back in the day was a very good ground. Nice grounds. Yes, there's been some nice grounds. There's been some that... Yeah.
What about Mount Wise? You know,
yeah,
back in the days when the donkey derbies were running the summer.
Yeah, well, I could make a quip, but I won't. I think Newquay, has always been very, very good. I can, through all my time of playing at Newquay, I can only possibly remember ever only one or maybe even two games being cancelled. It was always... it drained very well, and they've had good groundsmen, and
And you mentioned earlier Newquay before the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So what was there? I mean, presumably you used to change under the
sun. That's correct. That's correct.
But where the clubhouse is now, what was there? Nothing.
No, I don't think there was. It was just a car park, I think.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I always remember you used to turn up, go through the turnstiles at Newquay. And if it was a wet, muddy day, you'd walk through the middle of the pitch to get to the grandstand down the bottom. You'd go down a couple of steps. Home changing rooms were on the right. The away changing rooms were on the left under the stand. You used to go down to some steps into the showers, and that was it.
Right. When you played at Truro, that wouldn't have been in the time of the bath, when they had the bath in the change room, would it, or not?
No.
No.
No,
that's right.
No, I played, you were probably there, Dave, at the time I was at Truro. I think latterly in my Newquay days, when Terry Huddy was there, I wasn't getting a game. And Morrish put in 7 days for me. So I played for Morrish. Steve Massey was there at the time. And I think the following season, Steve Massey took over and Morrish became his assistant. Mm. So I probably had... Yes, I enjoyed my time at Truro. And then I left, I think, and came back to play for Newquay's second team. And then Truro, from then on, seemed to escalate. That Steve Massey brought in some good players. And yeah, they were one of the sides to be revered in the Southwestern League. Yeah.
When you stopped playing, you didn't want to get you, or you didn't want to be involved in coaching or managing, being a manager. What did you do? Did you go and watch games, or did you walk away from the game?
Exactly. That, you know, when you play football, and Saturday is, it's a religion. You play football every Saturday. And when it comes to the end, you think, I can't imagine Saturdays without football. But for some reason, no, I didn't go. And hadn't been for years. Until I met up with my good friend Larry Grigg, who didn't go to football either, and we decided, we haven't been to football for a few years, let's go up and watch Newquay. We're both Newquay through and through, as you know. And since then, yeah, we've gone quite regular to watch Newquay. I mean, there's like a group of four of us, we call us the Four Musketeers, and we stand on the bank, and we probably talk more than we watch the football. But there was a period of time when, and I don't know what I did with my time. I don't know. I can't imagine life without football, back at the time. But, yeah.
So you were at the game on Saturday. Baffin's, what were they called? Milton Baffin's, Rovers?
Yeah, or, that's yeah, right.
Which
yeah.
is an unusual name.
Yeah.
FA Vaz. Newquay won after penalties. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the game?
I would say probably a game of two halves. Fortuitously, the visitors scored their first goal. Very, very good work. Second goal. They looked comfortable. Newquay scored not far after the interval. And then I thought it was all Newquay. Suddenly, from the opposition looking quite comfortable and coasting 2-0, 2-1. Yeah, I think panic set in. The young lad Turner scored an excellent goal to bring it to penalties. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, the visitors, manager or whoever might not agree, but I think at the end of the day, that was the right result. I'm not being biased or anything.
No, of course not.
No.
And a penalty shootout, would you have ever taken a penalty?
No.
Oh, you were pretty quick saying no.
No. I would have shied away. No. And I have the deepest sympathy for those that will put their hand up and take the responsibility. Because I always think the ones that missed are the ones that are remembered. You know, we could have been in the next round if you'd scored that. But not that I would say anything like that to anybody, and I'm sure people don't. But it's a big responsibility, you know, and moving on, you know, European Cup finals or World Cup finals, when there's 100,000 people there, oof. What you must, you know, the adrenaline that must be pumping through your, yeah, no, never, ever.
I think we can still remember the likes of Stuart Pearce and Chris Waddle and their penalties for England.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be the one things that they'll be remembered for.
Yeah, that's right. So the modern game today, South West Peninsula League and not the South Western League, would you love to be playing these days?
Yes, I suppose I'd still love to.
Actually, that's a stupid question. We would both love to be playing these days.
I would like to. Some of the sides that I've played in, as you've mentioned, Newquay sides, how they would have fared today. Because I think back in the day, Newquay had some very good sides. Do I think the standard of football has dropped? I think so. But you can't turn the clock back. It would be nice to gauge how we would have done in today's football and against today's players. Yeah, yeah.
And we've sort of gone a full circle. We've been talking for just over an hour now,
right?
And one of the first players you mentioned was Colin Chegwin.
Yeah,
when he gave you a real roasting.
Did.
I'm looking at a team photo here, 1981-82.
You play for
South Western League champions, and he's one of your teammates.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So that's a funny old game that it is.
Yeah, it is. And I also remember playing with Colin at Liscard.
Yes.
He played for Liscard as well.
Yeah.
And also, I think when Richard Gray finished at Falmouth, I think Colin became manager, and I've still kept it. He sent me a letter asking, would I be interested in signing for Falmouth? It was to play right back, but I had no pace. I wasn't a very good player at right back. As I've said, I never had any pace. To play at right back because the two all-time greats at Falmouth, Keith Manley and Mervyn Rich, were the dual centre halves. And I sadly declined because I didn't think I'd be good enough to play Western League at right back. I'd had enough roastings from Colin Chegwin, so to get roasted every week in the Western League was a no-no.
No really. Fun in that, is it?
No,
right.
No.
And let's finish then. Are there any funny moments that you can remember of any players or yourself?
No, I don't think there are really, Dave. No. No.
Just got on with the game.
Perhaps I didn't have a sense. Yes. Perhaps I didn't have a sense of humour, or I took things too seriously. But no, I don't think so. No. No.
You didn't take training. Well, you didn't take the game that serious that you did the long runs, though, for Newquay, did you? You skied off those.
I would do anything to skip training. And I think back at the time, I don't know if it's the same philosophy now, but they tried to band it around that if you didn't train, you didn't play, which I agree with, because some people, you know, turn up religiously for training, do all the running and circuits and whatever, and then you get somebody like myself who can't be bothered to turn up or doesn't want to do any runs, and they say, well, I come training every week. He doesn't do anything. Why are you picking him? Yeah. Why aren't you picking me?
Favourites. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was ever anybody's favourite, Dave, but yeah, I don't know. No, training was a no-no. No, it was a no-no.
Right. No. And so to wrap it up then, you know, you've had some great memories from Cornish football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult to sum it up in one sentence, but how would you relive your footballing days? What would you say about it?
I would probably say I've been very, very fortunate to have played the amount of time I've played without any serious injury. Played with some great people, played against some great people. People, you know, reminisce about Newquay sides and perhaps say, oh, yeah, you were a good player. But I always say, I was a small cog in a big wheel. You know, one man doesn't make a team. You need 11 players pulling together to bring success. And I feel that I was probably that small cog in the big wheel that brought, fortunately enough, success to my playing times at Newquay and Liscard, yes.
What have you done with all your trophies and memorabilia?
They're at my mum's in a cabinet.
So you've still got them as such?
I've still got them. Yeah. What I'll do with them when she's passed away, she's left strict instructions. You take that cabinet and you show them off. But no, I've played the games. I've thoroughly enjoyed winning them, but I never look at them. They're just dust collectors. So sadly, my mum will probably look down on me and plate me, but they'll probably end up at the tip, which is a sad reflection, really, for all the, I won't say hours of training, but the hours that have gone into winning those trophies. Unless there's anybody out there that wants them, they're more than welcome to them.
And this is the final question. Out of all the trophies you've won, oh, actually, did you ever get Player of the Season or that sort of trophy? Did you ever get any of those or not?
Lots of times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. So out of all the trophies you've won, what would be your favourite or the one that you would say, I really worked hard for that, I deserve that?
The most disappointing one would be Southwest Counties final at Mount Wise against Sussex. We lost, I think, 3-2 or 4-3. I would love to have, because I think up until then, I know after that, under Ray Nicholls' tenure, they did win the South West Counties. But up until this particular time, Cornwall had never won the South West Counties. And that I think that would have been my most treasured possession, to have won the South West Counties Championship. But sadly, I don't know if we lost in extra time or... I think Graham Roach at the time was manager of Cornwall. That would have probably have been my most prized possession, yeah.
That would have been your most prized, but yeah. What is
I don't really know, prize? Dave. You know, as you said previously...
Too many to remember.
Well, yes. So there's always a certain amount of pride when you do win a trophy. But there's... Yeah, I suppose... my player of the year's trophies. Yeah, they're, you know, for all the effort, again, not in training, but all the games that you've played over the years, spectators or supporters or players think that you have been, you know, the best player, arguably the best player over that season. Yeah, I was very fortunate to win 4 or 5, I think, player, or I think I even won... either manager's player or supporter's player at Truro in the two seasons I was there. So, yeah, I've been very, very fortunate. Yeah.
Right. And no regrets?
No good looking back, Dave, is there? No. Some people say, I mean, I'm going back to the Mike era, Mike Stern era when I was a youngster.
That's right at the beginning.
Yeah. You said about regrets... I think I had a chance to go to West Ham for trials because Mike Stern was back then on amateur books with West Ham, and he had connections. And I think it was set up to go up there and play in one of their youth teams. And to this day, I still don't think... I didn't think I would be good enough, so I declined the invitation. And that's probably been all through my life. In whatever I do, I don't feel confident, and I don't always think that I'm good enough. But that's the way I am, and people listening perhaps to this podcast would think, well, you don't come over as being like that, but I am. A very negative person, and
Well, I have to say, Mike, for a most humble man, you've won a lot and achieved a lot in local football.
Well, I've been very fortunate, yeah, and it's very kind of you to say, yeah, thank you very much.
Well, I think that's a good place to end, don't you?
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me to do the podcast. Thank you, Dave.
And if there was actually one player you would like to do their podcast with me, who would you suggest?
I've got the utmost time for Graham Nicholls. I love Graham Nicholls. I think he's a smashing bloke, unassuming, talented. But there are so many. Dave Ball. The list would be endless.
But you've enjoyed talking back over the years?
Oh, certainly, yeah. And I thank you for the opportunity. You know, it... before you came, you know, there was, oh, well, I wonder what he's going to ask. And then I've got to try and think of names or dates or... But no, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
Your Cornish Soccer Podcast.